Directions Magazine. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, March 6th, 2012. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
There have been a handful of organizations that have switched from using the Google Maps API to using OpenStreetMap data in their web applications over the past few months. This week, one of the biggest location-based players in the world, Foursquare, announced how and why it did so. Is this a huge coup for OpenStreetMap, for Foursquare, for open source? We'll dig into the story and its implications after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Integraph, bringing you truly integrated GIS and image processing from a single organization. Is your GIS out of gridlock, limited to a few, contained and locked away? Between those working with a heavy and hard-to-use desktop GIS and a static, lightweight, browser-based GIS exists a large potential user base. GeoMedia Smart Client makes your organization progressive, engaging individuals and departments to collectively ignite your dynamic GIS. Geographic changes are easily and interactively implemented across an enterprise-wide smart GIS, seamlessly integrating into configurable workflows. Users leverage advanced geospatial functionality via simple-to-use map-based tools, streamlining their processes and honing their expertise to build a smart GIS. To learn more, visit integraph.com/geospatial.
Well, to make sense of Foursquare moving from the Google Maps API to an OpenStreetMap-based solution, we have to track back to October 27th, 2011. And that was the day that Google announced that there would be fees for high-use users of the Google Maps API. And that limit was 25,000 maps per day. And if you dug into the numbers, Google stated that that meant that the pricing was going to go into effect for the top 0.35% of sites that use the API. So not too many. And Google made a statement at that time that they really weren't going to enforce this change and start asking for money until about February. Well, here it is, the end of February, beginning of March, and some organizations have already looked at this situation and made the change. The first organization that I heard about making a switch was in December. That was a company called Nestoria, which is a UK real estate search engine. They serve Australia, Brazil, France, Germany, India, Italy, Spain, and the UK. And they moved over to OpenStreetMap. And then a few others followed, an organization called StreetEasy, which is a New York City real estate kind of thing, Fubra, AllTrails, and a number of others. And certainly the OSM community has been very excited about this. They've got a hashtag and a website for those who want to switch. Part of the technology question was, how do you make the switch? How do you access the tiles that you need to put up the maps? And different organizations are choosing different kinds of things. The folks from Nestoria chose to use the tiles made available through MapQuest, who is now taking advantage of OpenStreetMap and makes that an option application. It also provides an API to those. Foursquare looked at the options out there and didn't go with the MapQuest tiles. They instead went with a product called Mapbox Streets, which is from a company called Development Seed. And that is not a free solution. There is actually a fee for that. And they're using another tool called Leaflet. I heard of Development Seed because it was a Knight News Challenge winner back last year. Before we go any further, I need to make two shout-outs. One to myself, because I identified this changeover that Google announced in my top 10 of things that we were going to have to worry about. And I also want to give a shout-out to Brian Timoney, who identified Development Seed and Mapbox in particular as one of the hot list items for 2012. And clearly, he had that exactly right. So, Joe, in looking at Foursquare making this decision and blogging about it, what was your reaction?
You know, I have a couple different takes. If this was a move about underlying technology and competitive positioning, then Foursquare, I think, would have stuck with Google if they had really thought that Google Maps was the best product. They don't. OSM is good enough, as others have said. So if you deduce the move by this reasoning, there's no perceived difference in the product by making the move to OSM. I just think it's a fascinating discussion because for whatever you read, everybody almost acknowledges the fact that Google Maps is a pretty good, maybe the best product out there for anybody doing mobile location services, anything in a social media. But this was a move, I think, truly based on maybe looking outward to whether the pricing change would make a difference to sites that may bump up against the 25,000 map limit. But to me, it's just a defensive move by many of these organizations in looking out so that they don't have to pay something in the future. And the fact that the product, the OSM product, is pretty darn good at this point and good enough for most people's applications.
Now, one of the things that's really interesting about this move is it's only a change on Foursquare when you use it on your desktop in your browser. When you use Foursquare on your mobile device, you're actually still using Google Maps because Foursquare is taking advantage of the APIs built into those operating systems from Google, and there is no charge for that yet.
Right.
And if you think about it, and several folks have pointed this out, and you can look for those in the show notes, most people who are using Foursquare and they're checking in are doing it on the mobile device.
Right.
So they're not going to see any difference. And it also makes me wonder how close Foursquare might be to that limit. That is, how many people are going to be tapping into the API from the desktop?
These are good questions. I just go back to the fact that, and maybe I should quote here Mookie Hockley, a professor of geographic information at University College London. He goes in one of his blog, the analysis shows that OSM information can be fairly accurate on average within 6 meters of the position recorded by the Ordnance Survey and with approximately 80% overlap of motorway objects between the two data sets. I like the discussion that we're having as a community to look at the accuracy of maps and look at the coverage of maps and coming down to judging whether the map accuracy and the cartographic information is up to snuff to support both social media applications and then for us in geospatial, as geospatial professionals, whether it's good enough for the things that we do. So I just like the discussion we're having about this right now.
And actually, the discussion got a bit heated in the comments to the Foursquare blog post noting the change. And there were several individuals, many of them mayors. Remember, those are the people who check in the most and are acknowledged by the different venues as being sort of superstars. Some of them, especially from South America and parts of Europe, basically said, these maps are really lousy, and I can't check in because I don't know where I am. There's only 2 streets in my city. And when the response came from either folks from OSM or from Foursquare saying, hey, this is a great opportunity for you to help build the map, some of them just didn't feel like that was what they were using Foursquare for.
Right.
Foursquare to them is a game. It's not supposed to be work. Some of them said, we don't want to help Foursquare build its map. And it had to be made clear to them that, in fact, this was not Foursquare's map. This was the world's map. And then, and this to me is an even more interesting question. If, as Foursquare notes, they're all about open data and they like the idea of supporting open data, the question arose, is Foursquare going to share its POI database, which is basically what its users are building for it, are they going to share that with OSM and the wider world?
Well, whoever made the comment from Foursquare, we love the idea of open data and we're happy to try it out. To me, I don't buy it. I'm not buying that argument. They've made a business decision to make the move, and some people aren't happy about it. For them to suggest that the user themselves should go and update the map and make that an opportunity for them to participate, I think is fairly low budget. I could use other words, but I just disagree with that. To tell a user to do that, it's a poor move on their part.
Well, and let me suggest something else. what I fear maybe happen in that sort of disconnect that I just described is that Foursquare didn't test out and think through what this change would mean. Because I think if they tested this out with some subset of its users, if they did some kind of piloting, and maybe they did, I can't be sure because I didn't mention it, they might have seen that there was a bit of a pushback. And then what they might have done is changed how they rolled this out. So maybe, and this is very much a communications issue, maybe instead of saying, hey, we're going to start using OpenStreetMap maps, maybe they should have said, we're going to make a commitment to support OSM and we're going to host some parties, some mapping parties from the bars and let our users get to know it and start participating. And then in time, we're going to switch over. And maybe they're going to switch over in different geographies at different times. So as Mookie pointed out, yeah, in certain parts of the world, the data is as good as the local data or the government data. In other parts of the world, it isn't.
I just think we have to look at this from a couple of different angles. We're getting to the point where if you're making the move to OSM, you're going to have to understand some of the inconsistencies in the data and that there isn't full coverage. I think it's also a recognition by some developers using OSM that, yeah, whereas it's good enough, it might eventually become good enough. And there's this hope and wish that it will eventually do that, but it's a gamble in many respects. And from Foursquare, who is one of the big guys on the block, that gamble isn't really paying off. I mean, if they're getting this kind of feedback, that wasn't a great move. I like Nestoria's take, and I want to read that. They said, despite all of this, we would not have been technically able to make the switch unless there was a solid set of tools and services around OSM that made the switch possible. It looked like Nestoria did do some due diligence on this. It's also somewhat of a risk that they're hoping that MapQuest and perhaps Microsoft will go deeper into the support issue. But I think, I also think in general, there's this broader recognition that it's nearly impossible to cover the world's surface. And you're making this hope and wish that good people will volunteer to map the world without any economic payback. So I think that some people are making the move hesitantly, maybe with due diligence, and others are plowing ahead without recognizing some of the gotchas in it.
I think that's very well said. Let's turn for a minute to the opportunity here. Because just the fact that we have a handful of big names rolling around together, we've got OpenStreetMap, we've got Foursquare, we've got MapQuest, we've got Microsoft that you just mentioned, got some smaller players like CloudMade who make Leaflet and Development Seed that makes the Mapbox products. Let's take a look at what the opportunities are. And I think the first opportunity here is strictly educational. This is an opportunity to talk to, frankly, a bunch of regular people who use Foursquare. And let's face it, all kinds of people use Foursquare. Technical, geeky mapping people, and lots of just regular old social media users, and plus people who just like to get a free coffee if they're the mayor of the coffee shop. So here is an opportunity to speak to all of those kinds of people, introduce them to the idea of OpenStreetMap, and hopefully get them on board to be participants or advocates or help in some way to move this thing forward. So that's one opportunity. The other opportunity, I think, and this to me is really exciting, the idea that there are other organizations out there that are putting together services on top of OpenStreetMap is terrific. Back in the day, the only option was CloudMade, right? And then MapQuest came along and made their tiles available. And then Development Seed put together Mapbox. And now it has a series of different kinds of products. And they've even got a grayscale background map coming out in the future. That, I think, is really exciting. And not to leave CloudMade out of it, CloudMade also is behind this open source mapping library called Leaflet that you're starting to hear a lot about. It's used a lot in HTML5 implementations. So there's a whole bunch of new technology opportunity going on there. What other opportunities do you see going on from this conversation.
Yeah, I think there's one big one that I would like to point out, and that is the fact that the APIs that are available and all the choices that you just mentioned make it particularly facile to integrate to many different things. I think the ability to integrate with enterprise solutions is one of those opportunities that may be being overlooked at this point. But today, it is much easier to integrate geospatial information and data into solutions at CRM and ERP systems and BI systems. And that's the opportunity that's being presented to us right now in geospatial technology. And the fact that you've got options such as Google and OSM, I think, are fantastic for the business community to wake up and explore geospatial information and then go beyond just the visualization part to the idea of getting better at spatial thinking, spatial awareness. So I think that's one huge opportunity that is just sitting right up there for people to take advantage of.
Right, and it really is a big deal in the sense that those organizations, while they may never have heard of StreetEasy and Nestoria, they've probably heard of Foursquare.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So here's a big company that is making this switch. And we say big mostly because we've heard of it, not that it has lots of employers or has made lots of money, but is known. There's one other technology piece that I failed to mention that I need to drop right in here, and that's Mapstraction, which is an open source library. And what it allows you to do is to switch between different tiles. So if you want to use the Google Maps tiles, you can. It's a simple twist to change to OSM tiles or anybody else's tiles. And that's another piece of this puzzle, especially if you want to transition, perhaps in different parts of the world at different times between those different data sets. So that's also another tool in our toolbox here. The final question I want to ask is, does this conversation have any impact on the professional geospatial folks who are in our community? Or is this over in LBS and over in this sort of business side of things that we're not as involved in?
No, it absolutely has an impact. And when you're considering the idea of simple base mapping or using a foundation data set for anything that you do, you'll have to consider the options that are out there other than perhaps your own internal organization. Whether it's to supplement or use as a base map, I think that's the opportunity for us. Whereas maybe in the more recent past, we haven't considered OSM because, well, it wasn't quite complete, didn't have all the POIs. That conversation is changing. And I think it does present an opportunity in the professional realm that, you know, that we sit and we look at most often. And you gotta consider what's there now, and there's the opportunity.
Right, and one of the reasons that may not happen is that Google, in redefining the terms of these fees, made it very clear that services that are for the public good may not be in a situation where they're going to have to pay. So I'm imagining local governments, maybe news media, folks like that, would not be charged to take advantage of the Google Maps API.
Right, well, that goes back to my point about, if it's free to the first 25,000 maps, that upper limit is pretty high at this point. So I just think the question goes back to, what's the better product? All things being equal, would you rather have Google or would you rather have OSM?
Right, and when you ask that question, you're really asking two questions. What's the better data product and what's the better technology stack to manage that data product?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in terms of
right.
speed,
good point.
In terms of, does it look the way I want it to look? That's one of the things that Mapbox provides that people are excited about, is tools to manage the look and feel. And that can be very important.
Well, let me put the question back on you. You originally phrased this as a very important one of your top 10. What do you think the impact is going to be on the true professional area? I think it's a fascinating discussion that we're having. But so what's your big takeaway?
I think that in the professional GIS space, and when I say that, I think about the GIS manager of a county or a big city. Because let's face it, that's still the largest users of the professional technology, is government, right?
Right.
And those folks, I think, are doing a really good job in trying to figure out what works for their communities. And while it might be ArcGIS server and some pretty high-level apps for folks in the government, that might be paired with a Google Maps interface for the citizens. And you just overlay your data on top of the Google Map. So I see a lot of organizations that have that pairing. And I think the folks in local government, as my example, are really looking to serve their clientele as best they can. I don't see them yet looking for something like OpenStreetMap. And I'm not sure if it's because of the quality of the data, their perception of the quality of the data, their knowledge about the tools and API and so forth. I'm not sure exactly why, but I do not yet see many, if any, local government implementations that are taking advantage of the OSM data set and or these open source tools that we mentioned. So I think it's going to hopefully start them thinking about it a bit more, but I think that's going to be an awful lot slower in changing than companies like Foursquare. That's all the time we have. Before we go, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Intergraph, providers of GeoMedia and Erdos Imagine. Dynamically jumpstart your GIS. Discover the power of geography and build a smarter organization with GeoMedia Smart Client. Leverage advanced geospatial functionality via simple-to-use map-based tools to streamline your processes and hone your expertise to build a smart GIS. To learn more, visit intergraph.com/geospatial.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can send us a tweet @directionsmag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is hosted at Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.